Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, December 3rd. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. LAX starts offering free rapid COVID-19 testing today to international travelers. This after LA County identified its first case of the Omicron variant in a local resident who recently got back from South Africa. Officials say that person, who was fully vaccinated, did not require medical care. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said in a statement, "While we can't know for certain the impact of Omicron at this time, the good news is that we already know how to reduce transmission." She's urging people who are eligible to get vaccinated or boosted now before getting together with family and friends or traveling for the holidays. While the discovery of the Omicron variant in LA is concerning, health experts say it's not surprising. Dr. Tara Vijayan is an infectious disease expert at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA. She says even though the search for Omicron is expanding, local labs are already scrambling to work through thousands of samples every single day.
I actually suspect that there is more than we realize. We just are not, you know, we haven't sequenced it yet. We're not doing universal sequencing because sequencing is actually quite labor intensive and very, very hard to do. But now that we know that it's here, I think we're going to probably see more and more that are probably community acquired.
From a clinical perspective, she says there's still too many unknowns about the new strain. Plus, she says learning about whether Omicron is more contagious or deadlier will also take some time.
It's a matter of waiting and seeing, and I know how hard that is. I think we all like to know what's going to happen, and I think we all just have to exercise some patience.
Dr. Vijayan notes while the last big COVID surge was fueled by the now dominant Delta strain, vaccinated Californians were far less likely to end up in the hospital if they caught it. LA firefighters waiting on a judge's final answer on their union's request to prevent enforcement of the city's vaccine mandate. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
Will the city be at risk if hundreds of firefighters are sent home for not getting jabbed? Or are there enough people ready to fill any vacancies? And does that potential harm outweigh the benefit of a vaccine mandate? These are the questions under consideration for Judge Mary Strobel. It looks like she might rule against the union, which asked to put enforcement of the vaccination mandate on hold until a labor issue is resolved. The LAFD is already taking employees off the job for failing to comply. Chief Ralph Terraza says there are plenty of Fire Academy students who can step in. LA city workers have until December 18th to show proof of full vaccination unless they get a medical or religious exemption. I'm Julia Paskin.
Pandemic restrictions may have hurt tourism in Santa Monica, but it hasn't stopped people from flocking to its outdoor spaces. That's why the city is asking the public now for input on how to make one of its most scenic streets more welcoming. KPCC Sharon McNary has more.
Santa Monica's Palisades Park on the beach side of Ocean Avenue has broad lawns, flower gardens, and popular winding paths overlooking the ocean. But the city has some ideas for how to make both sides of the street more welcoming. To get feedback, the city's hosting an arts installation through January and a pop-up play space in Palisades Park on Saturday only that features some giant pieces of wooden furniture to play on. City Cultural Affairs Supervisor Allison Ostrovsky says the furniture can roll back and forth or fit together like a cube or be taken apart.
Kids and adults alike will find the furniture very like compelling and you just want to sit on it or try it or stack them together, play with them.
It's north of the pier between Broadway and Colorado from 11 to 2. Covering play in LA, I'm Sharon McNary.
Some good news for Laker fans this morning. LeBron James set to return to action tonight when the Lakers host the Clippers after testing negative for the coronavirus twice. LeBron missed the team's game against the Sacramento Kings this week following conflicting results from a series of tests, including an initial positive result. But after additional testing, it was confirmed he did not have a positive result. So no COVID, and he's back on the floor tonight. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. And meanwhile, you can get more news on LAS.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.